With a large number of unemployed people across the country, what that means is that there's a lot of people who are applying for jobs now who perhaps have not applied for a job in a very long time. And what many of them are hearing is that they are overqualified. What exactly does that mean, and how do you get around it if you want to find work? Beth Kobliner, our guru on work, is with us. She's author of Get a Financial Life and, of course, a regular Takeaway Work contributor. She's got advice for those people who are falling down the corporate ladder. We also get to check in again with Elena Guevara. She was last on to talk about what employed folks could do for their unemployed friends. A former fashion designer, she's now working as a cashier at Whole Foods. Elena, you used to be a designer for some high-end fashion houses. You then were unemployed for 9 months. Now you're working the register at Whole Foods. How did you end up taking this job? I wish I were a fly on the wall at that interview, because they must have said, why are you applying for this?
Well, you know, honestly, that question didn't come up exactly because I had put on my resume specifically that I had changed careers. I'm now in school to become a registered dietitian. So, the health nutrition field is something that I feel correlates very well with Whole Foods, since they're into, you know, natural foods and promoting health. So I made sure to bring that up in my resume, that this is the new path that I'm going on to, and that it would be relevant to any work that I did with them.
So Beth, I mean, it's kind of understandable that employers wouldn't want to hire someone who's quote-unquote overqualified, because they have no reasonable assurance that person's going to stay in that job. No, they're afraid they're going to leave.
You bring in up the great question, because in general, you have to absolutely be prepared to answer such a question. You know, why shouldn't they assume that you're going to flee? You're a huge flight risk,
right,
in case the economy turns around. And you have to be ready to confront that question head on. Talk to a bunch of headhunters, and they say you have to stress, you know what, I'm a hard worker. I have great references. I've always worked hard, no matter what the job was. I'm a lifelong learner. I'm very open-minded. And you have to show that. You know, you can't be arrogant on the interview. You have to be humble. You have to be, you know, be outgoing, but also, you know, show that you're really grateful, that you need a job to put food on the table. And also stress, if you were a restaurant manager, that you also dealt with people, so you're willing to take a job. You dealt with customers, you're willing to take a job as a waiter. Really make it clear. You know, in the case of Elena, she had a very obvious example of why she would want this job, but make it clear. Studies show that people actually who are overqualified for jobs, even though they may be less happy, academic studies have showed that in the end they do perform better. So you can't probably cite that on your job interview, but it's good to know that information.
Well, Elena, let me ask you, are you happy in your job? It would seem like you would suddenly feel unfulfilled.
You know, it's been going really well so far. There's a lot of stuff to learn. There's more to it than it seems. It seems like it would be a really easy thing to do, but there's actually a lot of things that you need to know and react very quickly to, and there's a lot of memorization that you have to do. And, you know, I'm also in school, so I don't really want a job that's too taxing on me. I need to concentrate on my studies. So this is actually kind of the perfect mix of being involved in work and giving me time to concentrate on my schoolwork.
Okay, but Beth, I have two questions for you. One, most people are not in Elena's situation. Most people probably will go to a better job if the opportunity arises.
Yes.
So do you be honest about that?
I think you have to be honest, but sort of skirt the question in the way that you say, look, I need a job now. I'm a loyal person. I will, you know, you can't say I'm going to stay with this forever because it's my dream job, but you stress the positives. I'm a hard worker. As you see from my references, I will be a very hard worker. You will get a lot of work out of me. I think you have to approach any interview the same way you would a job that you really, really want in your dream job. You have to do a lot of research. I also think, you know, you have to be positive about the fact that once you have this job on your resume, because a lot of people worry about that.
Yeah, is it going to hurt you?
Once you are ready to apply for that dream job, be positive about this experience. Because let's face it, we learn so much from any job we have, no matter what the job is. You know, you can't be a job snob, because it's even in the zeitgeist right now. There's this show, Undercover Boss, that's getting a lot of attention, that basically takes the CEO and has him roll up his sleeves and does real work. Mm-hmm. You know, the 7-Eleven CEO.
Ooh, you're going to get emails about the real work comment, Beth.
Well, it is the real work,
right?
You know? I mean, it's the hard work that makes America, America. And I think that we're seeing that people like that are being revered and being celebrated and appreciated. And I think it's because of the economy that we're in, people realize there's real work going on, and everyone from the CEO down can learn from real work.
Elena, are you kind of hoping that after you finish your schooling as a dietitian, you could maybe find work with Whole Foods, working with their food?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's probably other departments and other areas where I could continue working with Whole Foods, you know, being a nutritionist. And, you know, that's something that I think promoted me well in the interview as well. Is, you know, they always like to, they gave me the impression that they love to promote from within.
Yeah, you may not be
other opportunities available.
You may not be a flight risk after all. Mm-hmm. Elena Guevara was and is now a cashier at Whole Foods studying as a dietitian. Beth Kobliner, Takeaway contributor, author of Get a Financial Life.
Well, if you feel like you're overqualified and are a flight risk in the job that you've taken, go check out Beth's written tips to go job hunting for a position you're overqualified for. We'd love to hear from you as well. Check it out on the Takeaway blog for any time. Beth's taking your questions. As tax time gets closer, you could write into our website, and we'll post Beth's tax answers later this week.
I'm Celeste Headlee in New York.
And I'm John Hockenberry in Denver for the week. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.